Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today again is Lauren Brown. Welcome again, Lauren.
Thank you.
Great to have you. Let's start with a prayer in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord God, we give you thanks for all of your many blessings to our Catholic community here in the Diocese of Columbus and for the gift of the Catholic Foundation and Lauren's work there. We ask, O Lord, that you bless the foundation and all those who work there, and bless all of us here, especially our listeners. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lauren, you know, many of our listeners probably have heard of the Catholic Foundation at some point, but maybe they don't know precisely what it is or what it does. So I thought maybe we could talk about what the Catholic Foundation is and what it does.
Yeah, thank you. Well, you know, the quick answer is we inspire. We inspire faith-filled generosity, supporting what we're now saying is our real future of our parishes, our schools, and ministries. So that's the quick answer. God has given us these wonderful gifts in our lives that you might call assets or valuables, or some might say wealth, but let's not focus on wealth. God has given us all many gifts to be stewards of. And what the Catholic Foundation provides are options for the faithful to think about, how can I support the real future of our parish, our school, our ministries, or something I'm passionate about in a charitable way? How can I do that within our faith and realize I'm not taking these gifts with me when I go to be with our Lord? So what's the plan? And what the foundation does is provide options for these plans. And so the real thing we do, that's one, we're providing these options. And then the other side of that then is we provide an impact. We carry out those intentions of the faithful, the donors, to support the parishes, schools, ministries, and things that they're passionate about. We carry that out, and we do that in a long-term way, meaning the endowments primarily, where the principle of the of those gifts are maintained, and they provide an annual benefit. So now we do a whole bunch of other things of awareness of needs in our faith and our diocese. We support our pillars, our Catholic education of support, vocations, or faith formation, also social needs, and all of our parishes. You know, we support these four pillars, but overarching is the understanding of the importance of evangelization and faith formation, and how do we support our bishop, our diocese, our pastors in their efforts in evangelization, faith formation. And more recently, within the last 10 years, that has been a very important part of our support of those four pillars, listening to our pastors and our bishop. What do you need? How can we help support those?
Wonderful. Thank you. You know, people may ask, like, well, what, you know, the Catholic Foundation, there's things like the Columbus Foundation, there's, you know, other. You know, what is the difference? And it's not just the name, but, you know, there's really a way of doing things that's different.
Well, there's a lot of wonderful options out there, like our friends at the Columbus Foundation, and there's banks like Fidelity and United Way and those kinds of organizations that have, they support many causes. The difference is what we do all those things. So if you look at what a public foundation like the Columbus Foundation does with grants and endowments and donor advised funds and scholarship, you know, those things they manage for their donors, we do all those things. The main difference is that the Catholic Foundation ensures our Catholic faith within that stewardship. So where what that means is where dollars go, someone can always feel confident that where those dollars go will be in alignment with our Catholic teachings and values, Also the way we steward the assets that are entrusted with us are managed in a way that best align with our Catholic values and teachings. So we're not going to hold investments, for example, that are in conflict with Catholic teachings. We do that very well. No one else can assure a donor in those other opportunities within their communities that the Catholic faith is going to be ensured. We do that very well. And therefore, the rest of what we do is very similar. We understand the needs. So does the Columbus Foundation for the Community of Columbus. We understand the various products and services that the donors require, etc. So, but our real differentiator is our ensuring our Catholic faith.
Yeah. If you're tuning in, this is Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is Lauren Brown from the Catholic Foundation. Lauren, some people may ask, well, what is the relationship of the Catholic Foundation to the Diocese of Columbus? Is it like an office of the Diocese of Columbus?
Well, you have to look at it two ways. First of all, the number one way is we are part of the Catholic Church. We're part of what's called the juridic person of the, or the corporation of the Diocese of Columbus. So from a Catholic legal standpoint, we are one church. We are part of that body. And so there are two laws, one being canonical, and that's the way we are. We are structured to be part of the diocese, the Catholic Church. Civilly is the other set of laws that we are structured under, which creates a corporate separation so that the assets are protected and that there is a corporate veil, if you will, between the diocese and the foundation. So that is in place, and Bishop Griffin set that up in place in 1984, very wise to do that, to have this separate legal corporate structure. But at the end of the day, as I say, we're all rowing in the same direction in the faith, supporting our Catholic faith and part of the Catholic Church canonically.
Yeah, you know, it's, I like to remind people that anyone in these 23 counties of the Diocese of Columbus, or anything in these 23 counties that's in communion with the Bishop of Rome, is part of the Diocese of Columbus.
Yes.
And, you know, I really love that about the Catholic Foundation. And I think our listeners are going to hear more about this as the Real Presence, Real Future campaign unfolds, is just how cooperative the Catholic Foundation is with Bishop Brennan's vision and supporting that. Yeah. And really, you know, I think it's I would say a renewed but a strengthened partnership.
Yeah, it is. As Bishop Brennan is successful for our diocese, we will all have a real future of being with the real presence of our Lord. So we know as a foundation that, you know, we can grant and provide resources and do that and you know, meet the intent of these funds. But then there are funds that are more have more discretion. And how do we use those dollars to best achieve the real future of our diocese? Well, that first starts with the vision of our bishop, and that's not going to be the Catholic Foundation's vision. We would never want to even think we're in that situation. Mm-hmm. We have to follow the lead of our shepherd, and he's now underway with great planning in many different areas, and we want to support him, because then as people grow in their faith through his planning and what he implements as bishop, they're going to be more charitable. They're going to want to support the faith. They're going to want to support other causes. And we hope they'll do that through the Catholic Foundation so that they're assured our Catholic stewardship as well. So it's a full service. Mm-hmm. We need to and want to support the success of our bishop first.
You know, one of the things that I've noticed about the Catholic Foundation, and I'm as you said, over the last 10 years, is the real emphasis and passion for evangelization. You know, and I really, as you know, kind of as the promoter of the new evangelization in the Diocese of Columbus, this sense of innovation, not in our message, you know, I mean, the gospel is perennial, you know, but you know, in the sense of innovative in our methods, mm-hmm. And really innovative in the face of this culture and addressing the needs of our people in this culture and how to present the gospel to them in this culture. You know, I've always found great support with the Catholic Foundation, and I think a lot of pastors who really have this heart for evangelization and innovation in their parishes have found great support. You know, where did that arise from, this sort of kind of passion for evangelization from in the Catholic Foundation?
Well, I mean, if you look at the vision that Bishop Griffin created or stated, and that was to be a resource for the greatest needs of our diocese. Now, when that was put together in 1984, I don't know if they envisioned a day where there would be over $200 million worth of resources available. But here we are today. 30-some years later, we are stewarding a significant amount of money. So how best do we utilize those resources? And the best way, I think, for the foundation, first of all, our board is just fantastic in terms of wanting what I just described, what's best for our future of our diocese, the future of our faith. And so their support has been throughout the Catholic Foundation's history. My approach to this 10 years ago when I came in was, I know where the innovation lies. It lies with those who are on the front line teaching the faith. As a foundation, our approach has been to really just that, partner with those who are on the front line and see what will it take to continue our faith, to grow our faith, and so ask them what works, what's the best ways we can do things.
Well, thank you so much, Lauren. This has been Conversations on Discipleship. Until next time, peace and all good.